Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much for joining us on your Memorial Day. Again, if you miss anything that we have on our radio show this evening, you could go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, click on that, and you'll see South Florida High School Sports. Our guest this evening, Wilkie Perez, joined us early on from Miami Beach High School. Coach Brian Campbell, the head baseball coach at North Broward Prep, as the Eagles won for the third time in 4 years. Coach Jason Hamilton from Cardinal Gibbons, his baseball team won as well. They bring a first state title back in, 30-something years to Fort Lauderdale. And we started off this hour with Dia Bell, who is a rising junior quarterback at American Heritage and Plantation, one of the best in the country. Now we turn our attention to one of the top receivers, somebody who may not get the publicity that he deserves. And I'll tell you what, when FIU committed him, they got a big time prospect. Darius Booby Johnson is kind enough to join us this evening. Darius, thanks so much for taking this time on Memorial Day.
Appreciate it. I appreciate you for having me out.
Anytime. This is an exciting time for you. You know, I've followed your career. You've had an opportunity to play for some really, really good coaches, play along with some really good offensive people. But now you go to a school where the defensive secondary that you're going against every day in practice probably gives you as much experience as any team that you're going to play. Talk about that, because I think that's important. A lot of people don't understand that when you have really, really good teams like the Chaminades and Centrals, the offensive receivers always have to go against some top-flight defenses. How's that got you better?
Man, our defense is crazy, man. Our DB is one of the best DB corps I ever, like, stepped foot in high school. They're the best to ever come through high school. We got guys like Devin Brown, Javari Flowers, Tywan Clark, Tony O'Brent, Makai Warden, Cameron Anderson. We just a whole bunch of them. Like, every day we just get to it in practice. Like, it's just been crazy. Like, we get each other better every day. The whole defense come together. Even linebackers, D-line, everybody.
You have an opportunity now to have a head coach in Teddy Bridgewater, obviously a Northwestern Bull himself, that has been there, done that. Obviously, when he says things, you guys got to listen, because he's been in situations, and being a quarterback, he probably knows as much about receivers as anybody. Talk about the experience and the him being there and the talks that you've had with him, especially about the position and, you know, what you probably learned from him in the short period of time.
Man, Teddy, man, he's a great guy. Ever since he stepped in, he's just been high on me. He's been wanting me to do a whole bunch now. And I got so much respect for him. He did so much for me. And I know he knew a lot for the game. So I just take whatever he tells me. I just take it all in. So I know he's been where I wanted to go. And I just got to keep going.
Yeah. And obviously, like I said, I mean, he knows the game as well as anybody. And having worn the same uniform as you're wearing, I mean, that makes it even extra special that he played at that school. He knows the community. He knows everybody in that area. And obviously, like you said, he's been down that road before, so he knows what to take. Do you ever find yourself maybe, you know, like asking him things about, you know, the quarterback wide receiver relationship, whether, you know, what you could do to get better, because obviously, you know, that there's a lot to improve on. Everybody has a lot to improve on. Do you rely on him a little bit to kind of, you know, get talk to and see if he could help you on something and maybe get you free on different pass plays?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A whole bunch of time we talk extremely a lot. Every time he open, he just called me, he texts up on me, he's a great guy. Texts up on me, he called me. And he talks the game with me, he talks relationships with me.
And obviously, you take a look at a situation where this is a program coming off the first spring. What did you like about this spring? I mean, a lot of new faces around you. I mean, new coaches as well. What did you like about this spring over at Northwestern?
This spring was different. It was way more competitive than any spring I ever been in. Like, we just been at it every day. We grinded 1%. I feel like we're going to shock a lot of people this year.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll tell you, I mean, I had an opportunity, you know, to watch a lot of the kids. You were talking about the kid Branch, who originally started off at Northwestern, went to Booker T, and comes back. I mean, there's a guy who covers a lot of ground as well. Quarterback wise, have they found a quarterback yet? Are you still working with different quarterbacks this year?
Oh, we still have Leon from last year. We got what's his name, Lorenzo Lopez. Yep.
Big kid.
Yeah. Two quarterbacks right now. They both competing.
Yeah, no doubt. Darius Johnson, they call him Booby. Where'd you get the nickname Booby?
Booby, I got it from Friday Night Lights, Booby Miles.
Oh, Booby Miles. Okay. All right. All right. I got that. Talk about the commitment to FIU, because I know that, you know, I see those coaches over there, and obviously they have some talent. I was at their spring game. You have a lot of players locally there. What was it about FIU that you said, hey, you know what? Was it a close-to-home type of thing so your family could see you? Was it because Coach Mack and that program is growing? What were the reasons that you picked FIU?
I picked FIU for a reason. If you see on my commitment post, they say, love who love you. And I don't want to taste nobody. And FIU, they've been loving me since they first offered me. Coach Jay and Coach Gator, they've been showing so much love. So you love who love you, so I had a lot of that in.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. I agree with you. Between now and the time you get on campus, what are some of the things that you want to work on? I mean, obviously, this year you'd like to go to a state championship game from a team standpoint. But what does Darius Johnson have to work on in his game before you get to the next level?
Well, my game, I feel like I start slowing things down. I feel like I gained a couple pounds, too, from my point of view.
Yeah, how much you weigh now? What?
I'm 166.
Okay. So you like to get into the 175 range before you go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, and you've had an opportunity, obviously, to work hard. What's the plans this summer? 7-on-7s, camps, team camps, what are you looking forward to going to?
I'm looking forward to the 7-on-7 this season. I feel like I know it's going to be crazy with our offense. We got so many dynamic receivers. I just know it's going to be crazy. We're going to kill it in all the team camps.
Well, I expect that a lot of good things are going to come your way. I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your Memorial Day holiday to join us. The best of luck. I know I'll see you plenty during the off season. Congratulations on your commitment and the best of luck this year with the Bulls, because I think you guys got an opportunity to do something very, very special.
Thank you. Thank you for having me out.
Anytime. Darius Johnson, they call him Booby, from Friday Night Lights. Obviously, somebody who's a really, really special guy and can play the position. And FIU understands that they've got somebody very special to come in. He had the schools that have been really, really hard after him were Arkansas and Appalachian State, Auburn and Bethune. So you know that winning that war is certainly very, very positive for FIU. I know the coaching staff down there. There's a lot of really good people as well.